This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Michigan Democratic Party officials gathering in Detroit today for a unity breakfast following this week's primary elections. One surprise, defeated gubernatorial challenger Andy Dillon not endorsing nominee Virge Bernero at the event, although party chair Mark Brewer tells WILS,
"It's really beside the point. Andy Dillon said he was a team player this morning. He compared to what we just went through to like a scrimmage before you get to the big match. He's going to be there for us and with us supporting the entire ticket in the fall."
Republican gubernatorial nominee Rick Snyder today getting the endorsement of the Business Leaders of Michigan, although Right to Life of Michigan announcing that it won't back the candidate due to his support for stem cell research. 7th District Congressman Mark Schauer announcing that a hearing on the oil spill in the Kalamazoo River will proceed in September. He talked to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning and said the company responsible did not respond quickly enough.
Enbridge Energy Company violated federal regulations with regard to immediately reporting a spill of hazardous material.
Two local jurisdictions joined forces in a cost-cutting move, WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Trying to save up to tens of thousands of dollars, East Lansing and Meridian Township have reached an interlocal agreement in which the two sides would consolidate plumbing, mechanical, and electrical inspection services. East Lansing City Manager Ted Staton tells WILS that other than who's doing the inspections, not much else, if anything, would change for residents.
To the extent they need to do a building permit for a home improvement project, they'll go to the same place, fill out the same paperwork, pay the same fee.
The new agreement goes into effect next Monday. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
The Ingham County Fair wraps up tomorrow with a demolition derby. Fair manager Barb Hensinger tells WILS that she's been pleased with this week's attendance.
Crowds have been good. People seem to be having a good time. Our live animal auction went yesterday and had some record-breaking sales and volume.
And Lansing police say an 8th suspect has now been arrested in connection with last month's shooting death of Shayla Johnson outside her Lenore Street home. 32-year-old Charles Kunta Lewis apprehended this afternoon by a Michigan State Police fugitive team. Police officials say the 8 suspects in custody are the ones primarily responsible for the killing. Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero not hesitating to draw a clear distinction between himself and his Republican gubernatorial challenger, Rick Snyder, as the general election campaign gets underway.
When he had a chance to be on worker side, he wasn't. Like all the rest, he outsourced and downsized. I've created jobs. What I've done is create the environment in Lansing where we've got job growth.
Snyder, meanwhile, says he may announce his main political appointees even before the November election.
Being a good manager is my view is you can't wait until November before you work on these kind of issues because I want to hit the ground running.
The Lansing City Council awaits recommendations on a medical marijuana home occupation ordinance. Councilwoman Carol Wood tells WILS it may take some time.
Our committee, Public Safety, has been anxious to try to have something out there by September, but sometimes what you hope for and what actually happens doesn't always gel when we're dealing with legislation.
The Ingham County Fair underway through Saturday. Manager Barb Hensinger tells WILS she's pleased with this week's turnout as this year's fair includes a beer tent for the first time.
That's quite common to have a refreshment tent and fairs and festivals. So the board looked at that and decided that it was a good option.
And the Lansing Planning Board recommending that East Village be reduced to 125 units from the originally slated 177 units. After construction was stopped with less than half built, a new developer may complete the project. And they're off. Candidates across the state launching into their general election campaign. The Democratic gubernatorial nominee and Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero already getting the ball rolling, saying this about his Republican opponent, Rick Snyder.
When this guy was at Gateway, when he was one of the directors, they were hemorrhaging jobs. They outsourced like so many companies. Instead of investing here, they went to the so-called emerging markets.
Snyder, in turn, says he's going to try to keep his attention on state issues, at least for now.
If someone attacks us, we'll stand up for ourselves. But our focus is on more and better jobs and keeping our young people here.
Locally, Democratic 7th District U.S. Congressman Mark Schauer and the man who previously held the position, Republican Tim Walberg, facing each other once again, both talking to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning. With the Enbridge pipeline oil leak likely to be a prominent issue in this campaign, Schauer says that Walberg isn't likely to be very critical of the company.
Look at his campaign finance reports. Big oil has been there, the big Wall Street CEOs, that's whose side he's on.
Meanwhile, Walberg says Congressman Schauer has been using the incident for political gain.
This is just a posturing event for him politically, trying to sound like the tough guy and attacking the company.
And the Lansing Board of Education voting to put a $1.5 million property tax increase on the November ballot. Approval would raise $20 million over 5 years to fund repairs to school buildings. Taking a look at your capital city forecast tonight, partly cloudy, low around 52. On Saturday, mostly sunny with calm winds, high near 80. And Sunday, still sunny and breezy, high near 87. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.